So, as I said, there were three verses about Lord Ram in this seventh chapter of Canto 2. The major portion of this chapter, Brahma describes very quickly, Krishna Leela summarizes. But he does speak three nice verses about Lord Ram. Asmat prasada sumukha kalaya kalesha ikshvaku vangsha avatirya gurora nideshe tishtan vanang sa daitanuja avesha yasmin virudya dashakandara artim archat. Please repeat. Due to his causeless mercy, upon all living entities within the universe, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, along with his plenary extensions, appeared in the family of Maharaj Ikshvaku, as the Lord of his internal potency, Sita, under the order of his father, Maharaj Dasharath. He entered the forest and lived there for considerable years with his wife and younger brother. However, Ravana, who was very materially powerful, with 10 heads on his shoulders, committed a great offense against him and was thus ultimately vanquished. So you can see here in this one verse, Lord Brahma gives a nice summary. So let's see now who can break. This is like Da Vinci Code. Let's see what you can break. So let's take a look. So he said, okay, let's see who's paying attention. He said, out of what did the Lord descend? Out of what? Causeless. Wow. You are really on fire, Jai Krishnadas. 1 point for you. Along with his plenary extension. So who was Ram's plenary extensions? Yes?
No.
Lakshman, Bharat, Shatrughna. Very good. And what family did Lord Brahma say he appeared?
Ikshvaku.
So, for those who know Bhagavad Gita, Ikshvaku is in what dynasty? Yes, because we know, right, in Bhagavad Gita, Imang vivaspate yogam proktavan aham abhiyam vivasvan manave prahur manor ikshvakave bravit. So Ikshvaku heard from Manu, Manu heard from sun god Surya, and Surya heard from
Krishna.
Krishna, yes. As the Lord of his internal potency, so Hiran, who's Ram's internal potency? Hiran. Somebody thinks they have your name. What's the answer? Sita. Yes. And whose order did he go to the forest? His father Dasharath. And Brahma said considerable years. How many years did he live in the forest?
14.
And it says along with his wife. So who's his wife?
Sita.
And younger brother? Very good. Now, who had 10 heads on his shoulders? Very good. And what was the great offense that Ravana committed against Ram? Kidnapped false Sita. But even for that, he had to get killed. He didn't capture Sita. No way. He can't even see Sita. Because, yes, shadow. Maya Sita. Material Sita. He was cheated. That's what happens to cheaters. Like all these. Get into that. Anyway, you know what I'm talking about. Wall Street cheaters. Rascal cheaters. If you, Bhakti Siddhanta said, this material world is simply the world of the cheaters and the cheated. So we should not be cheated. There's an expression by one American pundit. There's a sucker born every minute. Because that's based on this philosophy, that this material world means, that's what capitalism is. Someone's cheated, and we're cheating. So we should not be cheated. So how will we not be cheated? Kakaniji, how can we prevent ourselves from being cheated? Chanting, what else? Kamlesh?
Scriptures.
Kamlesh? I think it's only one person here named Kamlesh. Yes, listening and reading. Bhagavad, yes? Book distribution? Yes, but the thing is, to protect yourself, you should, like Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, armed with yoga, stand and fight. Right? Or in the Bhagavatam, those with the sword of knowledge can cut through the binding knots. So Prabhupada emphasized, and I told you the story many times, yes, book distribution, yes, but I've told you the story that when Rameshwara Das, when they just published Seventh Canto, and he brought it to Prabhupada to show him that, look, Prabhupada, we've just published the first volume of Seventh Canto, and Ramaswar, trying to get brownie points, said, and we're going to go out and distribute it right away. Prabhupada said, no, first read it. So that's important. And Kamleshji always emphasizes this, that there should be, we should know, so that we don't get cheated. Prabhupada wrote these books for us primarily. So we should read so that we don't get cheated. Very good. Let's see what Prabhupada now writes in his purport. Srila Prabhupada ki. So as I mentioned last night, try to hear now with rapt attention, because that's how Sutta Goswami says how he heard. Sutta Goswami was there when Shukadev was speaking to Parikshit. And Sutta told the sages in Naima, I heard with rapt attention. So cell phones, off. You can't have rapt attention if your BlackBerry is on. No cheating. By the way, I followed in your footsteps. Look. My wife told me to get it. So I followed the system. It's not off. Okay. Very good. So here now with rapt attention. Where is my friend? Where is Anmol? Yeah, where is he? He's helping? Oh, he has a service? All right. Otherwise, I want him here. All right. Purport. By his divine grace, what's his name? A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. Lord Ram is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And his brothers, namely Bharat, everyone say,
Bharat.
Lakshmana, and Shatrughna, are his plenary expansions. What's the meaning of plenary? Who said that? Very good. You said it or Meena said it? Very good. Very good. It means full. All four brothers are Vishnu Tattva and were never ordinary human beings. There are many unscrupulous and ignorant commentators on the Ramayana who present the younger brothers of Lord Ramachandra as ordinary living entities. So if you do that, what do you immediately become? You become an offender. You become Pashandi. But here in Srimad Bhagavatam, the most authentic scripture on the science of Godhead, it is clearly stated that Rama's brothers were his plenary expansions. Originally, Lord Ramachandra is the incarnation of Vasudeva. Everyone say.
Vasudeva.
Lakshman is the incarnation of Sankarsana. Bharat is the incarnation of Pradyumna. And Shatrughna is the incarnation of Aniruddha. All of these are the expansions of the personality of Godhead. Lakshmiji Sita, pay attention, Arjuna. Lakshmiji Sita is the internal potency and is neither an ordinary woman, nor is she the external potency incarnation of Durga. That's important. Durga is the external potency of the Lord, and she is associated with who?
Shiva.
Shiva, Lord Shiva. Okay. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord appears when there are discrepancies in the discharge of factual religion. Glanir Bhavati Bharata. Lord Ramachandra also appeared under the same circumstances, accompanied by his brothers, who are expansions of the Lord. Lord Ramachandra was ordered by his father, what's his name? Maharaj Dasharath, to leave home for the forest under awkward circumstances. And that awkward sex was what? He was supposed to be king, and the night before he was to be crowned king, politics came in. That familiar thing in the material world, in ISKCON and out, politics. It's all pervasive. But Ram didn't get disturbed, did he? He simply whatever, and it's significant because Dasarath called him, and even before Dasarath said, Ram said, whatever you're going to say, the answer is yes. Did he not act like that? Boys, that's how you are to obey your father and mother. Before they say, you should say, whatever you say, yes. Can you do like that? Yeah? Okay, you try. Very smart, Hiran. Hiran is smart. I'll try. I give you a point for that. You're getting smart in your old age there, Hiran. Good. And the Lord, as the ideal son of his father, carried out the order, even on the occasion of his being declared the king of Ayodhya. One of his younger brothers, Lakshmanji, desired to go with him, and so also his eternal wife, Sitaji, also desired to go with him. Yes, eternal. Just as Radha and Krishna are eternal, Sita Rama also eternal. Even though there may appear to be separation, there is no separation. Because even if they're so-called physically separated, Rama is always thinking of Sita, Sita is always thinking of Rama. Is Radharani ever thinking of anything other than Krishna? No, that's why she's Radharani. And Krishna in his heart of hearts of hearts, who is he thinking of? Even when he's in Dwaraka, he's thinking of Radharani. Like that. The Lord agreed to both of them, and all together they entered what forest? Dandaka or Dandakarana, yes. To live there for how many years?
14 years.
During their stay in the forest, there was some quarrel between Ramachandra and Ravana, and Ravana kidnapped the Lord's wife, Sita. The quarrel ended in the vanquishing of the greatly powerful Ravana, along with his kingdom and family. What was the name of Ravana's kingdom?
Lanka.
Lanka. And what was the special metal it was made out of?
Gold.
Gold. Yes. Sita is Lakshmi Ji, or the goddess of fortune, but she is never to be enjoyed by any living being. She is meant for being worshipped by the living being along with her husband, Sri Ramachandra. That's significant. We worship Lakshmi alongside of Narayan, together. That's how we worship. A materialistic man like Ravana does not understand this great truth, but on the contrary, he wants to snatch Sita Devi from the custody of Ram and thus incurs great miseries. The materialists who are after opulence and material prosperity may take lessons from the Ramayana that the policy of exploiting the nature of the Lord without acknowledging the supremacy of the Lord is the policy of Ravana. And it looks like the policy of the United States, the whole world, is Ravana's policy. It looks that way. They don't want the wealth and use it along with worshiping the Lord. They want the wealth for themselves. So they're all disciples of Ravan. United States of Ravan. But in Krishna consciousness, we want Ram Rajya, right? But Prabhupada used to say, yes, they want Ram Rajya, but they don't want Ram. Mm-hmm. They like the opulence, but Ram, then that's all right. That's demoniac. Ravan was very advanced materially, so much so that he turned his kingdom, Lanka, into pure gold or full material wealth. We need that now, don't we? Obama and Wall Street would love it. If Ravana was to appear, they would worship. Oh, Ravana, thank you. You bailed us out. But because Ravana did not recognize the supremacy of Lord Ramachandra and defied him by stealing his wife Sita, Ravana was killed and all his opulence and power were destroyed. Lord Ramachandra is a full incarnation with six opulences. What are the six opulences?
Strength,
beauty, wealth, beauty,
knowledge.
Knowledge, renunciation,
fame.
Strength or power. And fame. Fame. We're still reading Ramayana. It's thousands and thousands of years old. Still reading. In a few years, no one will read those Harry Potter books. But Ramayana, people will be reading generation after generation after generation. And therefore, Ram is mentioned in this verse as Kalesha, or master of all opulence. Everyone chant Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.